Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 98, Tzarichet. Mizmor, Shiru Ladonai Shir Chadash. One can't ignore the repetitive nature of Psalm 98 with Psalm 96, which also begins with Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash. This one, however, seems to be directed at a different community, Knesset Yisrael. Mizmor, Shiru Ladonai Shir Chadash, Ki Niflaot Asa, Hoshir Lo Yemino Zor Chadasho. הודיע אדוני ישועתו לעיני הגויים גילת צדקתו, זכר חסדו ואמונתו לבית ישראל. ראו את כל עפי הארץ, את ישועת אלוהינו. A psalm, sing to the Lord a new song. For he's done wonderful things. His right hand, his holy arm have gained him in the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation, he has revealed his righteousness to the eyes of the nations. He has remembered his love and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. 10 times in Psalm 96, the previous one, God's name is mentioned, but never does the possessive term ours, Eloheinu, appear, instructing us of the universal dimension. Psalm 98, already in verse 3, Zachar Emunato Levet Israel, Israel is remembered. Our God, our salvation. The words Hoshea and Hodia represent the psalmist speaking about God's actions on the battlefield, which is where he shows his right hand and holy arm, two phrases used during the Exodus. Verse 2 then speaks of God's salvation and righteousness in the eyes of the nations. And then in verse 3, he remembered his chesed and emet to the house of Israel when all the inhabitants of the land saw God's salvation to us. The second section renews the call to shout out to God, sing songs, play music, use instruments, all in welcoming the arrival of the King God. Harila the Nikola Arts, Pitzhuver and Anuva Zameru, Zamrula the Nivichinor, Vichinor, Vikol Zimra, Bachatzot, Vikol Shafar, Harila the Amelach of the Night. Make joyful noise, all the earth, make a loud noise, rejoice and sing praise, sing to the Lord with a lyre, with the lyre, and with the voice of the psalm, with trumpets and the sound of the shofar, make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. As opposed to Psalm 96, here the terminology of calling out to God includes motifs that are rich with allusions to Israel's history. Chatzotrot v'kol shofar, trumpets and the sound of the shofar. The shofar reminds us of the revelation at Mount Sinai. Here we read in Exodus 19. On the third day in the morning, there was thunder and lightning and a heavy cloud on the mountain and the sound of the shofar very strong, and all the people in the camp trembled. The sound of the shofar was growing exceedingly stronger and stronger. Moshe would speak, and Hashem would reply with a voice. The trumpets reminds us even more directly of the special signals of the nation of Israel when they would sound an alarm in the camp or when they would celebrate God's holidays. Here is Bamidbar, chapter 10. When you go to war in your land against the adversary who oppresses you, and then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, v'chatzotzrot, you will be remembered before Hashem, your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. Also on the day of your gladness, with your feasts, in the beginnings of your month, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and offer the sacrifices I am your Lord. Thus, in stating the words with trumpets and the sound of the shofar, call out to God, the psalmist is cueing his community that it's time for them, the Israelites, to call out to God and express their special relationship with him amongst all the nations. The final section parallels the third section of Psalm 96, where nature leads the charge to praise God. The sea will thunder, the rivers will clap, the mountains will sing before God. Yir'am ha'yam lo, tevel v'yoshvira, narot yimcha uchaf yacharin yanenu, lifnei adonai kivah lishvot ha'aretz, yishvot tevel v'tzedek, ve'amin v'meisharim. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. The rivers clap their hands, the mountains sing together. Blessed before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. The sound of the sea, rivers, and even mountains are meant to convey the power of foundational nature in calling out to God in praise. When God arrives, it is a day of judgment, as we learned in Psalm 96. His judgment is one of righteousness and equity. Sforno explains the last line. Even though God will judge, his judgment will be one of tzedek, above and beyond the letter of the law, and not like the judgment of the great flood. Sforno adds a component of compassion in God's judgment at this stage, which elicits a greater sense of joy and serenity. In the end, the psalm calls out in a similar way to 96, but here it has a very particularistic flavor. He remembers his nation of Israel, the kindness and truth. He signals the shofar and the trumpets, and God asks Israel to join together with nature to take the lead in receiving the presence of God in the world.